The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1930, Pluto got its name. The newly discovered planet was named after the Greek god of the underworld by an 11-year-old girl from England after suggestions were sought from all over the world. In 1979, for the first time, a space shuttle was attached to its solid rocket boosters and external fuel tank and sat at Launch Pad 39A at Cape Canaveral, even though it would never go into space. The shuttle was the Enterprise, and it was set up just so NASA engineers could check to make sure everything fit just right on the modified crawler and tower, which had previously launched Apollo missions to the moon. In 1981, Corvus Systems introduced Corvus OmniNet, the first local area network system aimed at low-end users like schools and small businesses. It was originally meant to share one 5-meg hard drive, which had a price tag of $5,000, among multiple Apple II computers. And in 2009, the Mars rover Spirit got stuck. Dusty, soft Martian soil trapped one of Spirit's wheels, stranding the rover in place permanently despite NASA's best efforts to free those wheels. Mercury astronaut Scott Carpenter was born today in 1925, and Robinson, one of the stars of War of the Worlds, was born in 1935. In 1946, actress Joanna Lumley was born. Long before Ab Fab, she starred in The New Adventures and Sapphire and Steel. In 2002, John Nathan Turner, controversial producer of Doctor Who throughout the 1980s, died. And in 2015, the actress originally advertised as the main female co-star on Star Trek died.
I brought you a present.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it, but I have to go. I'm on duty.
Do you like that guy?
Yes, it's my favorite. Where did you get it? They don't have any in the ship's stores.
It's a present.
I know, but where did... Gee, I'm late, Charlie. I really have to go.
Can't you stay and talk a little more?
Look, I'm off duty at 1400. Why don't you join me in Recreation Room 6, Deck 3?
Even though she only appeared in 8 episodes, Grace Lee Whitney was much loved by Star Trek fans for her portrayal of Yeoman Janice Rand. In 1983, the visitors arrived on Earth.
These visitors assure me they have come in peace and that they wish to honor all the covenants of our United Nations Charter. As you will see, they are much like us, although their voices are unusual. They asked for me to speak on their behalf, but I felt that everyone would be more comfortable if their supreme commander, who is aboard this vessel, spoke directly to all of you. His voice will be heard round the world in every language necessary.
He looks like one of us. A middle-aged man, I'd say roughly 6 feet.
He sure looks like one of us, doesn't he, Ben?
Outwardly, at least.
Yeah, but that was no Nash Rambler he drove up in.
Apparently, he's no E.T. He doesn't even look like Mr. Spock.
NBC premiered the first night of the miniseries V. Created by former Incredible Hulk producer Kenneth Johnson, V wasn't originally meant to be sci-fi. Its first draft was a political thriller called It Can't Happen Here, and it featured no flying saucers or rat-eating aliens. In 1991, Star Wars fans rejoiced with the release of Heir to the Empire. It was the first original novel authorized by Lucasfilm to tell the story of what happened after Return of the Jedi. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who, Thorp 2, is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod with the procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.